Good morning and welcome to the Adult Sunday School.
Pastor, as you know, is still recovering from his surgery, and he will not be here today, as far as I know, but you know how he is. But I think he has to listen to what the doctor says. So several of the men have been asked to step up in his place and bring forth God's word, and with his help, I'm going to try to do Sunday school a little differently. But before we get started, why don't we open this time of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again and again and again and again for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. Lord, we thank you that thou art a great God. We think of those who can't come because of physical problems that you would deal in their hearts. Deal with us, our God, that we would take full advantage of gathering together in your presence, that you would deal with us individually and collectively for your honor and your glory. Lord, we just thank you so much for what you have for us. May we take full advantage of what you're going to do, and may we be pleasing into your sight. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to do something a little different this morning. I haven't done this before. Afterwards, I may not be able to do it again. Depends on how it works out. And I'm going to let you listen in on something. I'm going to have a conversation with the Lord. And I'm going to represent you, myself, all of us, or some of us. And it's dealing with a situation that maybe you could relate to, maybe I could relate to, maybe someone that you know that could relate to. You may look puzzled now, but I hope at the end God does a work to you in your heart during this time, as he did in my heart, and he's still doing it now. Even though I'm standing here behind this pulpit, it may change. And I will bow to whatever the Spirit of God would have for me to say or to do. But in all this, I hope that the Lord is glorified and honored, and that you would be encouraged. This conversation could be any one of us. Any one of us. You can't exclude yourself from it. It's a possibility. And in the preparation of this, it was difficult because I had to put my feet in the shoes of different situations. And I had to take that on. And you'll see. It's a progression from my thoughts, which could be your thoughts. My notes, or your notes, to the Word of God. I'm going to be writing some notes. In my conversation, Lord, why is my heart unsettled as I see the world in my own situation? Why, Lord, why do I get unsettled about everything? So many things are going on, Lord. I can't explain it. They bother me. They really do. All kinds of things are going on in the world. Not only in the world, in my own heart. I'm unsettled. Unsettled. Bothers me. And I'm, And I think I'm saved. Some days I think I'm saved. Some days I know I'm saved. I'm unsettled. Recently, we all sang Joy to the World. Everybody was happy. My family was happy. The people I work with were happy. People on the streets were happy. Oh, they were happy. Joyful. Oh, they were so excited. And then we sing Happy New Year. Oh, we're excited. Oh, we're so excited. So happy. Oh, that was a good thing. Then all of a sudden it disappeared. And the world went back to what they were doing. And I went back to the same thing I was doing. Unhappy. Disturbed. Stressed. Trying to figure out, Lord, why am I like this? I'm saved. But I get like this. Why? Why? I can't explain it. I look at the social climate of our country. It's not good. It's not like it used to be. Not like it used to be at all. I remember times growing up, I was not a good person. But there were standards. There was a code. There was a code that you had to follow. There's no code. There's no respect. Even on the streets, there was a code. Certain neighborhoods you could go into. If you didn't know anybody, you better be good with your hands or fast on your feet. Lord, but nowadays, it's not like that. People just shoot you for no reason, harm you for no reason, rob you. Lord, I'm trying to figure this out. Lord, I need your help on this. Things just don't make sense. They don't make sense at all. Who ever heard of a gallon of gas cheaper than a dozen of eggs? Lord, I never heard of anything like that, but that's the way it doesn't surprise you, any of this, Lord. None of this surprises you. You knew that this was going to happen. And this isn't even the tribulation. And here I am, sweating over the price of eggs, sweating over the price of a gallon of gas. Lord, why do I let these things bother me? Why? Why? Another thing that I'm going to make a note of here. We have more murders. Boy, every day you look at the news, somebody's getting killed, murdered, in the streets, in malls, places that you never thought of, churches. You never thought of that before. Shootings. People in their own family shooting each other. It's like the Wild Wild West. But that was only a movie. This isn't a movie. Lord, why is it like this? Why? Why? It really bothers me. I'm unsettled about this. I can't figure this out. It's not encouraging at all. Wow. Lord, you have, unfortunately, more suicides. We have people committing suicides, young kids. Can't handle pressures. I can understand. I can understand how I can get that way with no hope. But Lord, it bothers me. It bothers me. There's a lot of things that are going on that I let those things get to me. I let them. Because I think I can solve them. Or have an answer for it, but I don't. I don't have an answer. And that bothers me. It really does. We have political unrest. Boy, that political unrest is nasty. Used to be back in the day you could go and talk to each other, but now it's vulgar. I mean, it's sharp division. You have people yelling, screaming at each other, profanity, wanting a fist fight. These are people in leadership in the country. People lying and all kinds of things. What happened to our country? What happened? Lord, you can't even leave your house without having a security system. Someone spying on me, looking to see where I go, when I come back. Wow, Lord, this isn't the way it used to be. It's hard for me to cope with this. Bothers me. We have wars all around us. Lord, these things I'm telling you, I don't have to tell you, you know these things. I'm just writing them down so I could just make mention of it, be aware of these things, that these things are going on. The wars. Turkey. We have Ukraine, Russia. We have other countries that are fighting. Wow, it's a lot. And there are going to be more. We have fighting on the street. You go to one neighborhood or go to another territory, there's war there. But Lord, there's a war in my own heart. I'm unsettled, Lord. That war in my heart is just driving me more than all these things that are happening outside. And I let these things that are outside get inside of me, and I wrestle with them. They do a number on me. They do a number. Didn't used to be like that, but they do. We have earthquakes. Wow. Earthquakes that we used to think, well, earthquake, California, or other places, but Turkey and Syria, 30,000 people died from earthquakes. Buildings just crumbling down like things I've never seen before. I've never seen earthquakes, heard anything like this before, but in your word, you said these things are going to happen, and this is not even the worst it's going to be. And I'm unsettled now. Wow, the world's unsettled. Compound all these things, and these things are happening. How do I deal with this? I'm discouraged. I'm unsettled. I like to say, woe is me. But I got to keep going in my own strength. I got to try to figure this out. Snowstorms. Wow, other parts of the country are having tremendous snowstorms. Feet of snow. Come fast. I've never seen anything like this before. Floods. Enormous floods. I mean, deep waters. I mean, what else is there to come? And this isn't even tribulation. Not even tribulation. Wow, Lord. Look at all these things, from the price of eggs to earthquakes. All these things that are happening. Look up in the sky. You may see a giant balloon. They say it's an enemy balloon spying on us. Wow, you can't even go outside. And you have people spying on you. The enemy. What are they looking for? Oh, Lord, is it safe for me to go outside? I got to look up for balloons. Oh, Lord. Oh, I'm so, oh. It really bothers me, Lord. It really does. And then you look at the school system, Lord. You don't have to look at it, but I look at it. You already know. Fights in schools. Fights in the hallways. Fights in the bathrooms. Destroying bathrooms. Don't listen to the teachers. Come to school when they want to. Talk back to the teachers. Talk back to the parents. Boy, in my day, it didn't happen like that. didn't happen like, but it's going on now. It bothers me. Wow. You can't even go to a basketball game without seeing a fight. Wow, Lord. That's unsettling. It's unsettling. And I'm letting it get to me. Try to sing hymns. I try to have joy in my life. I try to let your word sing to my heart. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Well, these are my thoughts. These are my thoughts. My body doesn't even sing. My body aches and groans. Not even in harmony. Nothing works. One day it works, next day it doesn't. But then if it works, it aches and pains and squeaks. Lord, it wasn't like that before. It's like, wow, Lord, I just, everywhere I go, things are just falling apart. My body's falling apart. The world's falling apart. My thoughts are not even right. Wow. Lord, and I feel like I'm the only one that's like that. Nobody understands. Nobody understands, but you, I think, understand. I think you understand what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know. I'll try to make it, though. I'll try to make it. Let me write this thing in here. People are happy for a moment, then they're discouraged. You know, people say, wow, they're having a great time. They got a pay raise. Wow, I feel great. And then the prices go up on something else, and there goes the pay raise. Insurance goes up. There goes the pay raise. You get a job promotion. Wow. So excited. And then you have more hours you have to work. Oh, there we go again. That little bit of happiness I had, somebody took it away. Took it away. Lord, I just can't seem to get ahead or stay ahead. Wow. It's discouraging. It really is. People are not forgiving, Lord. People are not forgiving. You know, I try to forgive, but you don't know this person that I'm trying to forgive. You don't know them like I do. It's hard. It's hard for me to do that. It really is. But I try, but I don't know. I don't know. It's tough. It's tough. I can't see. Can't see. Can't see. Can't see why I would forgive that person. I mean, they could forgive me because I'm not as bad, but there's something else, or something. Even you'd understand. You'd understand what I'm talking about. Finances, my finances are getting tighter and tighter. Little bit I get, a little raise. Like I said, happy, whoa, wow, this is great. Then the moment I go to the store, what? It costs that? Oh, wow, there's my raise. It's gone already. You know, it comes and goes. Oh, boy, Lord, I'm getting discouraged more and more. You see why I'm unsettled, Lord? You see why I'm unsettled? Oh, I'm dissatisfied with the local assembly also. There's a lot of people there that they think they're better than me. They carry a Bible. They sing hymns. They come Sunday, sometimes Wednesday, sometimes at night. The messages, they used to be all right, but now they don't seem to have any sparkle in them. I don't seem to be learning anything. These are my thoughts. Wow. Lord, what happened? What happened, Lord? Why is it like this? My job, got a new job, a new responsibility at my job. Oh, but those responsibilities, wow, they're too much. There's a lot of burden on me. And my boss, he's horrible, Lord. Horrible. Some of my female bosses are horrible too. You know, this equal opportunity, they pick on me. You know, sometimes I want to work. Sometimes when they get on me, I just don't want to do anything. Yeah, I just don't have the initiative to do it. Lord, why am I down when you lifted me up? Why am I down? You lifted me up. Why am I like this, Lord? Why? Oh, another note here. Another thought. Huh. My Bible readings and my prayer life used to be a delight. Used to be. Lord, I used to read your word. Oh, it was a delight. It was a joy. It was a delight. Just to read your word and let your word sink to my heart, sink to my heart. Doesn't anymore. What happened to your words? Getting old? Am I reading it right? I used to have prayer with you, Lord. I used to talk to you. But I think you're too busy. And other times I think I was just too busy. Lord, something happened there. Lord, I think I'm happy. But I don't have that joy I once had. Deep inside me, I know that I am missing joy. I know it. Because at one point, Lord, I had that. I had it. But I let something or someone take it away from me. Now, I didn't do it. I didn't do it, Lord. You know, it wasn't me. It was them. It wasn't me. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to fake it. I'm going to fake like I have joy and I'm happy. I'm going to fake it, but I won't tell anybody that I don't. I'm going to fake it. I'm going to play the church game. I'm going to bring my Bible. I'm going to come to church, and I'm going to sing the hymns, and I'm going to say, hello, hello. I'll play the game. Yes, sir. But you know what, Lord? I'm going to try to work this out on my own. And if it works out on my own, I'm going to give you the credit. Do I enjoy God being God in me? Do I enjoy God being God in me? I gotta think about that. Used to be. Something happened. Something happened. I don't know what happened, Lord. Maybe because of all these things that are going on in the world, you're too busy to give me attention. You know what, Lord? I didn't want to bother you, so I just went ahead and did my own thing. That's what I did. Lord, enough of this. I'm going to take a look at my notes. Notes that I've taken in the past from messages. Notes that are in my notebook that I wrote down. They've been in my notebook for years. But I haven't done anything with them, Lord. Haven't done anything. Don't remember what I wrote in my notebook. But they're in my notebook, so I guess I get credit for that. Oh, here's a note. Is my Bible reading a mere duty or a real delight? Wow, that's a question I have to answer. Used to be a real delight. I don't think I'd have wrote that down. Or is it a mere duty? Right now, it's a mere duty. I have to open my Bible. When pastor says, open your word, open his word, I have to do that. Sometimes I open my Bible. Sometimes I just sit in the assembly and just listen, trusting that whoever reads God's word is going to read it correctly. Let them do the reading. Maybe I should do that on my own. I should read. Maybe I should let the Lord speak to my heart. It used to be a delight. Lord, I don't understand why it's not a delight anymore. Another note that I have. God wants to enjoy himself in my life being himself. God, how come you're not enjoying yourself in me? I'm here. Why aren't you enjoying yourself in me? You want to enjoy yourself in me. What's holding you back, Lord? What's holding you back? What's holding you back? Like I said before, maybe it's the things that are going on in the world. You're busy with them. Or you're busy with my next door neighbor. They got problems. And I have to wait my turn. I'll wait. And I'll try everything on my own. Another note I have. You can't have an unforgiving spirit and be right with the Lord. Wow. So, Lord, if I can't forgive my brothers, I can't forgive my unsaved neighbors or loved ones, then I'm not right with you. Wow. Lord, you forgave me for all that I did, all that I'm going to do. You did that on Calvary's cross. And I can't forgive my next door neighbor. I can't forgive anybody. Wow, you've forgiven them. Who am I to not forgive somebody else? Well, Lord, you're starting to do a work in my heart. I'm starting to see something right now. I'm starting to see that maybe it's not me. Maybe it's not the world, but it is me. Oh, I wrestle with that. I wrestle with it. Another note I have here in my notebook. Joy is the natural product of a healthy relationship between God and me. Wow, joy. It's not based on circumstances or what's happening. God, it's based on a healthy relationship with you. Wow, I must not have that, Lord. I must not, because I'm letting all these other things that are happening in the world, in my own life, drag me down. Drag me down. I'm letting them do that. When joy is a healthy relationship with you, it's not based on circumstances. It's based on my relationship with you, Lord. Gives me something to think about. Oh, another note I have here. Our hearts are deceitful and wicked. Well, Lord, I admit, sometimes I do things that, my heart's tricky. I think it's right and it's wrong. God lets us feel what we think. If I think I'm a good person, I must be good. But that's my heart. Is my heart tricking me? That's another thing I struggle with, Lord. I struggle with that. Is what I'm doing real? Is it right? I don't know. Boy, I didn't know it was this complicated. The problems I see in others, in my notes here, the problems I see in others are the same in me. Wow, I wrote that? Well, I heard that from the pulpit and from God's word. The problems I see in others are the same in me. Wow, that person is not forgiving, and that's in me. But you know what? It's not as bad as theirs. Not as bad. Theirs is worse than mine. I may do some things that are cause problems, but not as bad as that guy. Not as bad as him. But they are. They just haven't shown itself fully. Another note I wrote. I am forgiven, thus I must be forgiving. That's on me. That's on me. Sorry about that. That's on me. I must be forgiven. God has forgiven me for all that I have done. Oh, another note I have here. My heart is the object of God's joy. Wow. God's joy wants to be in my heart. Oh, but it says in my notes, this part I wrote, if I let him. Wow. I don't remember that. I don't remember it. You know, I wasn't fully surrendered to you, Lord. I was seeking my own heart. Seeking my own heart. Doing my own thing. Oh, right here. Sin can steal my joy. Sin can steal my joy. I must be my sin can steal my joy. I was thinking it was the other person. When I grieve God's Holy Spirit. Wow. I didn't know that I could grieve. My little sin that I think is little, it's big. It's sin. And I grieve him. I grieve you, Lord. I grieve you. His joy, right here in my notes, his joy is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Wow. I thought I had to work for that. That's what I was trying to do on my own. It's a gift. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Why did I surrender my joy? That's in my notes, too. My sin did it. No one to blame but myself. No one. I talked myself out of your joy. I did it. I did it, Lord. The moment I was saved, Lord, I had forgiveness of sins. I had the Holy Spirit, your Holy Spirit in me. But I had the old nature in me too. And that's a battle. Oh, that's a battle, Lord. That's a battle. That old nature is deceiving and wicked. And I fell for him. I fell for him. I chose on my own. I can't blame the world's situation. I can't blame my neighbors. I can't blame the price of eggs. I can't blame the news media. I blame myself. I blame myself, Lord. Boy, what a fool. What a fool I am. Lord, you're teaching me that happiness is based on external circumstances and is only temporary. That's what I was doing. I was looking for different things to make me happy. Looking for a pay raise, a promotion. Then the day after the promotion, woo, happiness disappeared. It lasted for a while. Just like fireworks on the July 4th. Wow, they go up in the air. And then, whoosh, they go on. You know, it went that fast. Only temporary. I was looking for something on the outside to make me happy. But I don't want happiness. I want joy. I want joy, Lord. I want your joy. And I have it. But, wow. Lord, I didn't take advantage of what you've given me. What a fool. What a sinner. Joy in my notes. Joy is an inner contentment and satisfaction from trusting God in me, and I'm in him. Joy is a choice. It's a choice. I can stir up the old nature. He doesn't have any power. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Or I could stir up the new man. I got a choice since I'm saved. Before I was saved, I didn't have all these problems inside of me. I just did what I wanted to do and said what I wanted to say. But there were consequences, of course. But Lord, I'm a new creature in Christ. I have a choice. And I haven't been making those choices that are profitable. That's enough of my thoughts and my notes. They didn't do me any good. My thoughts got me into all kinds of unsettlement, distraught, distress, all kinds of workings inside that dragged me down. And I let my thoughts do that. And my notes, I wrote good notes. Lord, I wrote good notes. I really did. But they just stayed in my notebook. That's enough of my thoughts. Let's go to your word, Lord. Let me go to your word, Lord, and let you do that work. I want your will, not my will. But first, Lord, I want to thank you for the cross of Calvary. What you did on Calvary's cross, dying for all of my sins, all of them. All that I knew of, all that I don't know of, all that will happen, all that may be doing now. And not knowing it. You died for all of my sins. You forgave all of my sins. You were raised from the dead. You're coming back again. All the joy that I had back then, I'm experiencing it now. Lord, I'm so thankful for the cross of Calvary. Oh, Lord. Nothing's unsettled now. I'm letting you speak to my heart. What joy I had. Lord, I'm rejoicing again. Thank you for the cross of Calvary. Thank you for so great a salvation, Lord. Wow. I did it. I would blame in other people. All I had to do was look into your word. And it took me this long to go through all that, my thoughts and my notes. And Lord, your word was here. Didn't go away. I was the one that went away. Lord, it was me. I was looking for excuses. I was looking for anything and everything to be the cause of my problem. Everything. Basically, God, I was complaining, but my complaints were basically against you. But the problem was me. So, Lord, I confess what I was doing was wrong. I didn't have you first place in my life. Lord, you're there. You're there now. Lord, I'm going to turn to Isaiah 26. You don't have to turn in, Lord, because you know. You are the written word, the living word. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Oh, Lord, I'm looking for that peace. I'm feeling it now. I know it now. I know. I used to be this way. I used to be this way, Lord. Wow. Wow. What a knucklehead. What a knucklehead I am. Lord, I'm going to turn to 1 Thessalonians 5. Lord, I'm talking to myself. I know you can read my thoughts. You don't need that, but I need to talk to myself at times. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 19. Rejoice evermore. Lord, thank you for that. Pray without ceasing. Oh, Lord, I remember these. I remember. I used to do these. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I used to do this, Lord. Quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. Boy, Lord, I quenched the spirit. I was blaming everything else but myself. Lord, I'm going to turn to Galatians 5. In verses 22 to 25, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Lord, I didn't have those things. I had them, but I didn't let you work in my heart so these things could grow. Oh, in verse 24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So, Lord, I have your Spirit in me. I don't want to grieve you. I want to walk with your help, not my help. When I tried with my own, woo, boy, I was depressed. I don't even want to go there, Lord. I've been there. Don't want to go there. Lord, I'm going to turn to Psalm 43. Lord, I still remember where to turn in the Bible. I used to know a lot of these places in the Bible. But I only opened the Bible up when I came to church on Sundays. And at home, I put it down. Sometimes I couldn't remember where I put it before I came to church. I had to search for it because I wasn't opening it up. And even if I did open it up, Lord, I wasn't letting you speak to my heart. Psalm 43. Then, in verse 4. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? I ask myself that question. And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God. For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Wow. Lord, thank you. My heart is just on fire. Thank you, Lord. I can rejoice, and I'm going to continue. Lord, I'm going to turn to John 5, 15. And I'm going to read to myself, Lord, verses 1 through 11 and John 15. Verses 1 through 11. I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now are ye clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now. Abide in me, and I in you. Abide. That's what I wasn't doing, Lord. Thank you for showing me this again. Hide these words in my heart, Lord. I want to hide them there. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. No wonder I couldn't do anything, Lord. No wonder. No wonder. I forgot that. You know, I used to know that. Thank you, Lord. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall abide. You shall ask what ye will, it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. God, you do love me. You do. I remember. I continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, if ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. In this last verse I'm going to read in this section. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Your Lord, it's your joy in me. Not looking at the world's situations, my situations at work or home or all kinds of things, looking outside. It's you. You are my joy. John 16, verses 23 and 24. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hither have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. God, your joy is not skimpy. You said it's full. And what I was doing was skimpy. It was in the minus. It was in the deficit section. Wasn't getting anywhere. It was temporary. Up and down, up and down, up and down. That wasn't your joy. That was me. And I was calling it joy. I was calling it happy. Wasn't. Romans 15. Boy, my heart is stirred, Lord, just reading your word, letting your word speak to my heart, just not reading it academically, putting it down, saying all just words. These words, Lord, are powerful, powerful and living. Romans 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, and ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. God is your Holy Spirit in me. You're my hope. You're my joy. You're my peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. My heart can sing now. I think my body's trying to sing too. 1 John 1. Verses 3 and 4, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. How many times do you have to tell me? You have to tell me a lot because I forgot before. But as I can read in your word hasn't changed. I was the one that was walked away. I was the one that heard your word, believed it, and walked away. I did that. But your word hasn't changed. Your word changes me. Psalm 37. In verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight myself, joy in the Lord, and he will give me the desires of my heart. My desires are going to be in line with his. I want to be honoring him. I want to please the Lord. I don't want to please my boss. My boss may be the worst boss in the world, but I want to please you, Lord. So whatever you have me to do, that Lord, that's what I want. I'm not looking at the situations of my job. I want to honor you. I want to reflect you. Psalm 94. In verse 19, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Lord, your word does a wonderful work in my heart. All those thoughts that I had about earthquakes, wars, family situations, my job, my boss, the news, the world situations, conditions, my physical problems, my financial problems, all those things. The local assembly, my own self. Oh, Lord. What does it say? In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Your word comforts me, delights my soul. Thank you, Lord. I was looking for different things apart from you, and I went nowhere. Thank you for teaching me that and showing me that. I remember the only time, at times I could remember what you did on Calvary's cross was communion service. But Lord, I should remember that all the time, what you've done for me. You know, Alan Tice was talking about in Vietnam when he was under heavy fire and they were looking for the Hueys, the helicopters, to come and take him out. Lord, we're in a battle zone down here. I'm looking for your soon coming. I'm looking for you, the sound of the trump. I'm encouraged, Lord. I'm encouraged because of you. Because of you. Turn to Jude 24. The last chapter, as somebody said before, the last chapter of Jude, verses 24 and 25. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Boy, that is one magnificent statement. You are able to keep me from falling and to present me faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. Not just joy, exceeding joy. That's his exceeding joy, not my exceeding joy. His exceeding joy goes beyond what I could even think of. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Lord, I want to thank you so much for this time that I had to talk with you, to put my thoughts out there where I was, wrongly so, fooling myself, but not you, looking into my notes. They were good notes. That's all they were. They just stayed in my notebook. It's not the purpose of the notes, to stay there and forget them. But thank you for your word, that I can open your word and let your word speak to my heart. Your word does not change, but your word changes me. And it's evident by what you did in my heart, what you're doing. So, Lord, thank you for the exercise that you put me through, things that you show me, things that you have more to show me. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What more can I say? Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.